This is Kelly Blewett. Francisco Cantu's quietly heartbreaking memoir, The Line Becomes a River, explores the reckless contours of the U.S.-Mexico border, a place Cantu first knew by memory, then by study, then by profession, and finally by poetic recounting. At different points in this book, Cantu calls upon identities as the grandson of a migrant, a student of international relations, and, most compellingly, a border patrol agent. The book is comprised of journalistic dispatches and lyrical descriptions of a troubling, volcanic landscape. It is both intimate and unforgettable. The memoir opens as Cantu enlists in the Border Patrol. His mother, part confidant and part prophet, warns him of the dangers of associating with the institution. She doesn't understand her son's attraction to the role, and she is uneasy and fearful. Cantu argues in favor of this potential career. As a Spanish speaker, he says, he can be of real service to the migrants. And as someone who's always been curious about the border, he can finally peer into the everyday confrontations that unfold there. But it turns out that the everyday confrontations are horrible and mundane. A man who died whose body is left to decompose overnight, outdoors, uncovered in a rainstorm. Dough palls and paperwork. Starry skyscapes that hang uneasily over enemies hiding from each other in the mountains. Cantu is forever changed by this work, especially whenever he becomes good at it. He quits, and then he is haunted. He writes, and I quote, "I often recognize the subtle mark left by the crossing of the border, an understanding of its physical and abstract dimensions, a lingering impression of its weight," end quote. This memoir is already much acclaimed and the winner of a prestigious Whiting Award, and it helps readers to see the border as Cantu does, a place full of ambiguity and danger, a place hidden in plain sight, a place all Americans should try to see more clearly. More information on this title can be found on our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This review originally appeared in Bookpage magazine. This is Kelly Blewett.